Hey, special educators. Welcome to Teach Taskbox Inspire, the podcast dedicated to making your job as a special education teacher easier by making your instruction more fun for you and your students. Inside each episode, you'll learn how to get the most use out of your task boxes in the classroom. I'm your host, Lisa Holiday from Chalkboard Superhero, a veteran special education teacher passionate about empowering you with purposeful teaching strategies, helpful tips and tricks, and other classroom management tools that will help you thrive in your role. Let's get started with today's episode. Hey there, special educators, and welcome back to another episode of Teach Taskbox Inspire. I'm your host, Lisa Holiday, and today I want to chat all about how to be a better leader in your self-contained settings. Whether you're a seasoned educator or just starting out, enhancing your leadership skills can profoundly impact your classroom dynamics and even the student outcomes. So let's dive in. First and foremost, let's acknowledge the invaluable contributions of paraprofessionals in the special education setting. So here in New York, we call them TAs or teaching assistants, so you may hear me use these words interchangeably throughout this episode. But TAs provide essential support, facilitate learning, and even foster inclusivity within the classroom. As a leader, it's paramount to recognize their expertise, their dedication, and their unique perspectives. They often are getting paid far less than what they are worth, and so it's our job to make sure that we are great leaders and also recognize all of their hard work. Communication lays the foundation for a successful partnership between teachers and paraprofessionals. So establishing those clear expectations, those roles, responsibilities right from the get-go will foster a collaborative environment. So having those regular team meetings and open dialogue can create opportunities to address many concerns that come up, or share insights, or have celebratory achievements collectively. So I know that time is usually the thing that we just do not have to collaborate with support staff. In previous districts, I would carve out time while the students were there to kind of have those weekly meetings, whether it was the beginning of the day or the end of the day. However, I am very lucky because my current district's TAs are coming in a half an hour before the students arrive, and they're leaving 40 minutes after the students leave. So I have them for about an hour and 10 minutes every single day to go over things that we need to talk about. So I do want you to try to consider implementing weekly or even bi-weekly team meetings where everyone has a chance to voice their thoughts and or concerns. These meetings can serve as a platform for discussing like upcoming lesson plans. Maybe you want to talk about students' progress, maybe any challenges that may arise, which is basically what we've been talking about since I've started this new program 3 weeks ago. So by fostering that open communication, you are creating a supportive atmosphere where everyone feels heard and valued. I love when my TAs come up with amazing ideas and we just run with it. You know, I don't have all the ideas. I currently have 4 paraprofessionals, 1 full-time speech pathologist, and a behavior specialist as we're trying to work out the kinks of this new program. And I love when we have meetings and we use each other as sounding boards and we get to share new ideas. Whether the ideas are about, let's say, new furniture placement or behavior management ideas, or even coming up with fine motor crafts, all ideas are welcome. So when you finally set aside time to sit down and meet with your TAs, consider having a formal sheet that you can write who was in attendance that day. You can also write down any celebrations that you might have. You can write down all the concerns that people may have. You can also brainstorm and record any ideas that people may have so that you can have those and take actionable steps to make it happen instead of kind of just chatting about things and doing nothing about it. I know there can be times in the day where there can be a lot of, let's call it, adult chatter. Make sure that you're establishing those clear guidelines about appropriate communication within the classroom setting right in the beginning. I want you to try to praise adults when they're talking quietly and appropriately. You can also pull people aside and give them feedback privately. You can also come up with like a hand gesture or a word to use to get everyone back on track. So this is often a very tricky one to navigate because when the room gets loud, it's really hard to learn, especially with that many students and or adults in the classroom. So empowerment is key to nurturing that sense of ownership and accountability among these TAs or paraprofessionals. You want to encourage autonomy by delegating tasks and providing training opportunities and really taking their input in decision-making processes. So I often have what their roles and responsibilities hung within the classroom. So when there is a sub coming in and I say, okay, I need you to be, you know, Mrs. Smith all day long, they know to look around the room and find Mrs. Smith's notes or the sheet that I hand them as soon as they walk through the door about their day, and I have them kind of read through that through the day. One effective strategy is to involve paraprofessionals in the development of student IEPs or behavior plans because their knowledge of student strengths and needs can offer super valuable insights and help tailor any interventions so we can really meet the student's unique requirements. Oftentimes, our TAs are spending way more time with certain students than we are, so their knowledge is so valuable, and we want to empower them to play an active role in the planning process, you know, and foster that collaborative approach for each student. Effective leadership can encompass mentoring these individuals and giving them professional development opportunities so that they can grow. So we want to offer that guidance, that constructive feedback, and resources to support their growth and skill enhancement. So oftentimes, if I come across a video or a resource that I read that would be helpful, I'll bring it in the next day and I'll have them watch it and or read it so that they can get the professional development as well. We also want to make sure that we're highlighting the exceptional work of the paraprofessionals as well. Whether it's a simple thank you note or a small token of appreciation, often chocolate, or like a public acknowledgement. So maybe during a staff meeting, you can express the gratitude you have. Using this goes a long way in boosting, you know, classroom morale or fostering a positive work environment in general. Something that I often have trouble with, even just in past rooms, is conflict resolution. A lot of times conflicts will arise, especially when you having adults work so closely together for, you know, 40 hours a week, every single week, you are going to have problems and or conflicts. So when a conflict arises, you want to approach them with empathy, active listening, and a solutions-oriented mindset. We don't want to be dismissive. We don't want to act like we don't have feelings, right? These are human beings. So make sure you establish those clear protocols for addressing those conflicts or grievances within the team. How are they supposed to approach you if they have an issue? We want to encourage that open communication, and we want to provide a safe space for them to express their concerns and seek out resolutions. So by addressing these conflicts kind of proactively and constructively, you will prevent them from escalating and you'll have a room that's easy to work in. You don't want it to get to a point where a situation just becomes toxic and you no longer want to go to work the next day. Lastly, let's talk about self-reflection. So this is fundamental to continuous growth and improvement as a leader. I want you to take the time to assess your leadership practices. You know, solicit feedback from your team or any other adults within the building. Embrace the opportunities as best as you can for that self-improvement. I want you to reflect on your communication style, your decision-making processes, and any other areas for refinement. You know, sometimes people don't even realize how they're saying things might affect how somebody perceives you. And so you want to keep that in mind. You can also consider using a leadership journal where you can jot down thoughts, ideas, insights, lessons you've learned along the way. It's really helpful to kind of go back and see what's worked, what hasn't worked. Also, modeling a commitment to growth and self-reflection can inspire others to do the same. So in conclusion, effective leadership is so instrumental in maximizing the potential of paraprofessionals and fostering that inclusive learning environment because, you guys, managing paraprofessionals in a self-contained setting is difficult. I don't care if you have 4 paraprofessionals or 12 paraprofessionals. It is extremely difficult to come up with schedules and everything else on top of managing adults, you know? So by prioritizing this communication, empowerment, self-reflection, you can elevate your leadership skills and positively impact students' outcome. Because when the situation gets toxic, the students will feel that and they won't be learning and growing as they should be. Remember, the journey to becoming a better leader is ongoing, but with dedication and determination, you can create a classroom environment where every student thrives and all of your adults are happy, right? Anyways, thank you for tuning in to Teach Taskbox Inspire. I hope you found today's episode insightful and empowering. Stay tuned for future episodes where I will continue to explore strategies and best practices for special education teachers just like me and you. So until next time, bye-bye. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of Teach Taskbox Inspire. I hope you've gained some tips and motivation to fuel your week ahead. If you're ready to explore more strategies for empowering your students as independent learners, be sure to dive into my free training at chalkboardsuperhero.com/training. And don't keep all this knowledge to yourself. Share this episode with your special education teacher friends who could use some motivation and inspiration. One more thing before you go. If you're finding this podcast helpful and want to show support, head to Apple Podcasts and leave your rating and review. Until next time, keep teaching, taskboxing, and inspiring.